From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, this is The Music Room. The Music Room is an interactive project where Pioneer 90.1 works with Northwest Minnesota High School and College band, orchestra, and choir directors to record and broadcast the various school concerts and events that are presented throughout the school year. These recordings will also be interspersed with interviews with the various music instructors of the area, as well as some of the standout musicians who are performing in them. So take your seat, relax, and enjoy the wonderful musical talents featured on this episode of The Music Room. The Music Room is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hello and welcome back to The Music Room, and welcome to our second part of our big look back at the Tri-County High School of Carlstadt's big spring concert 2016. You know, in the previous hour here in The Music Room, we highlighted the many vocal talents of the Tri-County Choir Department. Well, now it's time to give the old music department, the band department, give them a proper shine and a moment in the spotlight. Coming up, you're going to be hearing some real choice selections from the Tri-County Concert Band. We'll also be getting into some very talented students and their instrumental ensembles that were selected best in sight at a recent ensemble contest. So, hey, lots of great talent on display with Mr. Thompson's crew. And how about we get this started now with a minuet in G? Some Bach for you? I think we can handle it. You're listening to The Music Room.
Out of, I think we have four judges, so Tri-County took two of the four sites. Haley's going to switch instruments really quick, and then we're just going to play a quick round because we've been sitting for a while just to make sure that the instruments haven't drifted too far off pitch. Of course, they never do that. So you heard Julia on mallets, but Julia is actually a piano player whom I converted. She crossed to the dark side. So now she's gone back, just like in Star Wars. She did find the path back to the light to play some piano. We're going to do a piece based on Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven. And this is a tale of a man who descends into madness. So you can imagine what that might sound like as the raven keeps saying, nevermore, nevermore. So those of you familiar with The Raven, as you get to the end, or at least in the middle, that's where we're trying to put this poor gentleman.
Thank you.
We're going to slow things down a little bit with a march. This was the second piece that we played in our solo, our large group contest, which we also had in March. The Tri-County Band, we don't go to contests that often, but it was here, so we went to contest. We earned three superiors with the second highest score of the night in the subsection. Actually, the highest in the subsection on the east side. So I was very proud of the band. You can tell they can play all right. This was the warm-up piece we did, Aces of the Air. The first piece was Ascend, the first piece we played for you. So we're going to play a traditional march. Someone in the band who I'll talk about later, but as we did last year, remember we did a trumpet solo with band. This year we're going to do alto sax solo with band. This is a Latin tango piece in a tango nueve style by Astor Piazzolla and arranged by Robert Longfield. Oh, and the soloist is Josie Nobles. Thank you. we still collect our family labels. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. It's really warm in here. But some people say it's not the heat, it's the humidity. So we still collect our family labels. So if you happen to be someone or know someone who has any of our family, uses our family, just got to clip the UPC and send it in to us. That's the extent of our fundraising, is putting it in a jar, putting it in an envelope. Mrs. Thompson puts it in an envelope, and we mail it in, and then we get a check back. So that's all it is. That's all we would ask. So if you have some, please send them on in. You can drop them off at the superintendent's office, whatever, anything to help us out. Anytime you can get a little free money, never hurts. Contest ensembles. So you have it in your programs, everyone who participated. Could I have the trumpet quintet stand, please? Meaning five, there they are. Members this year, we've had a contest for several years now. Morgan, McKenzie, and Keaton. Because you did it. Yes, Tiger did. So those three, first time doing contests. So it was great to have some new blood. I think they were 1 point away as well from the superior. The rest of our groups, now I'm trying to remember if I'm six or seven. Let's see, let's start in the front row. We got our clarinet quartet. Stand, please. Can I have the seniors come up here? We have in the front row Sierra Swenson, Christy Grangeleski, in the middle row Josie, in the back row, or second back row, we have Tyra Hansen and Taylor Rux, and the back row we have Mackenzie Thompson. Not like that, me, but I can still see them as fifth graders. I still remember some of the things struggling with. I remember things. And some things, I just have feelings that I remember. I knew that things would work out. I think that you guys had such potential. They've been great leaders. As you notice, like every one of them has been in contests, has been in honor band. They participated beyond just the minimum. Now, band and choir, there's nothing against doing just the minimum. We want people to participate, whatever level they feel comfortable at. But what makes the group work together is those people that say, no, this level isn't good enough. If I do this, a whole group's going to come up. And that's what I'm hoping that these kids model for you guys, that good enough isn't good enough all the time. So if we can keep our level, keep putting out this kind of quality, then we can keep hearing and experiencing the music that we did tonight. And I thank all of you for how many ever years it is, 8, 10, 12, sometimes for like 20 years. And some of those lessons, let's face it, in the beginning, it's a little... but they've done such a wonderful job. I put a lot of thank you on the program, because that way I was and I do have to comment, we have lettering points. Of course, all of these students have lettered. I did Josie's total. Every time you make an honor band or get outstanding or something like that, it's a lot of points. And you need 180 points to letter. Everybody here has more than 180 by far. Josie has 1,015 lettering points in 1 year.
This has never happened, so I'm not going to let her miss the first slot.
Because
it feels weird in the middle.
Where?
Let's start at the beginning. We're going to do it at the beginning because it feels weird to start in the middle of this whole thing. Here we go. Sometimes life happens. Here we go. Thank you. Before I forget, Tyra and Taylor have the trumpet solo in the back, and Sierra have the flute solo, which is why I want to make sure the flute is working. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the sounds of the Tri-County High School Band's Spring Concert 2016 under the direction of Brad Thompson. What a strong way to end with a little something from the Pirates of the Caribbean. That recording was part of a two-parter we aired here this afternoon that featured the Tri-County High School's many talented young musicians and vocalists. That both of those programs, the one you heard in the previous hour and the one you've just wrapped up, were both recorded Thursday, May 12, 2016 at the Tri-County School in Carlstead, Minnesota. A big thank you goes out to all the talented kids from Tri-County. I always look forward to heading up to my alma mater. Also, a big thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for making this little program the Music Room of Reality. We appreciate the time, money, and effort of the Legacy Crew. For the Music Room, I'm Glenn Broggett. So long for now.